From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. Magic is the performance of tricks. It has been a part of almost every culture in the world for centuries. Magic shows today might include a disappearing act, card tricks, or pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But what could that have to do with health? One American magician goes beyond just entertaining crowds. Kevin Spencer also makes magic to improve the lives of people with disabilities. VOA's Julie Tabo attended one of Mr. Spencer's special workshops near Washington, D.C. to learn how. Kevin Spencer has been a magician for more than 30 years.
I saw my first magician perform when I was 5 years old, and I can remember then vividly telling my mom, when I grow up, I'm going to be a magician.
But early in his career, a bad car accident changed the focus of his work.
The car I was in was crushed by a tractor trailer. I woke up in neurological intensive care with a closed brain injury and a lower spinal cord injury, and spent almost a year in therapy just trying to regain the skills I'd lost as a result of the accident. Solid?
Yes.
What's the magic word again?
Abracadabra.
His accident made him think about using magic tricks as a tool for healing.
We know from research that magic is therapeutic, but we also know from research that all of the movements that are required to perform a magic trick are the same kinds of things that we would be working on in more traditional forms of therapy.
Push it all the way down.
So Spencer started conducting workshops all over the world. He teaches magic tricks to children and adults with disabilities. Mr. Spencer says that magic therapy may seem non-traditional, but he adds many skills needed to perform a good magic trick are used in traditional forms of therapy. Physical movement, thinking, understanding, and social skills are all there.
So we're working on motor skills, cognitive skills, perceptual skills, social skills. And when you're done, you actually have a really cool magic trick you can show somebody when it's all over with.
And that social connection with other people can also help people feel better about themselves and increase their confidence. Liam Shannon is an example. Liam has autism, a brain disorder that can make learning and connecting with people difficult. People with severe autism may also have trouble understanding complex emotions. The 10-year-old boy says that after he learned a few simple tricks, he felt many different emotions.
Whoa, that's so great!
Liam says that after learning how to perform a magic trick, he felt like an old magic man, a wizard, or as he puts it, wizardy. He also says he felt serious, happy, and proud.
It made me feel wizardy. Serious, happy, proud. It was great.
Kevin Spencer says seeing kids like Liam come alive during a workshop is better than all the applause in the world. And that's the Health Report. I'm Anna Mateo.